brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in this Friday, October 2nd, 2009. Alex will be joining us shortly as he is in Hardin, Montana, at the scene of what has blown up in the mainstream media. The latest article out of the AP, now being covered by MSNBC, being covered by USA Today. You don't think you make a difference out there? It is because of this radio program that people are up in arms, that privatized foreign military forces are being trained at a facility in our country, folks. Yes, this is the beginning of the takeover. We warned you about National Level Exercise 09 that occurred this August, coincidentally, in FEMA Region 6, which did include Montana. And now you have this guy with a confirmed 17 aliases. 17. That's what the AP is reporting. Not over a dozen. 17 aliases with judgments from civil cases that he's lost totaling more than $1.1 million from the scams he's run before. And finally, something is being done. There have been probes launched into this debacle. Let me read you this. Out of the Associated Press, again, breaking news, Montana's attorney general has launched an investigation into a California company's plan to take over City of Hardin's $27 million jail following the revelations that the company's lead figure is a convicted felon with a history of fraud. Michael Hilton, who formed Santa Ana, California-based American Police Force in March. Remember, it's not American. It's not a police force. Talk about Orwellian. Came to Hardin last month promising to fill the city's never-used jail and build an adjacent military and law enforcement training center. Let's not forget he also promised the people free health care, animal shelters, you know, everything rainbow and unicorns. We're here to save you. They always go to a destitute area, somewhere where the economy has been completely blown out for years. They come in and say, yes, we can save this town if you'll only let us have privatized military forces running it. And by the way, they won't be U.S. military forces. They'll be from Serbia. They'll be from Germany. They'll be from the Ukraine. What is this? Hilton has a decades-long track record of fraudulent activities and spent several years in a California prison on grand theft charges. The native of Montenegro uses at least 17 aliases. And, you know, they've reported 2 years in prison. They've reported 6 years in prison. I think they're taking the average here. Attorney General Steve Bullock said Thursday he is asking Hardin officials for all documents related to their dealings with Hilton and American Police Force. And that's the update. Here's the original article they posted. Michael Hilton showed up in Hardin, Montana last week presenting himself as an economic savior. The man who would take over the town's $27 million jail, empty since it was first built as a development project in 2007, and provide 200 new jobs in the process. Remember, this supersedes administrations. This is the New World Order. This is incrementalism. They started under Bush. They continue it under Obama. And I still haven't seen this on Fox News. I haven't seen this on CNN headline news. I haven't seen this on MSNBC's television program. Let's hope it breaks into the television mainstream today, because all they're talking about are tsunamis and earthquakes and natural disasters. They're keeping away from this topic. He wore military-style uniform and, as a gesture to local law enforcement, offered up the use of three Mercedes SUVs. And remember, these SUVs were labeled American Police Force as though they were law enforcement. They are not law enforcement. They are not police. This is a privatized organization. But the man who styles himself as a military veteran turned private sector entrepreneur and a California defense contractor with an extensive government contract also has another image. And that one is provided by public documents and interviews with associates and legal adversaries. We'll be back after this. Alex Jones coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, I am Jason Burmes sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be joining us from the streets of Hardin, Montana shortly, but we have even more breaking news. Literally, over the break, I get handed this. It's not bad enough that Michael Hilton has 17 known aliases. It's not bad enough that he has been charged with 14 counts of grand theft in the past and other crimes. He has an outstanding warrant in Wyoming, according to the local news, and he has not appeared in court. The arrest warrant was issued after he failed to appear in court. This is out of KULR, and we are going to play the news clip. Later on in the program, we're also going to play this video clip of riot police attacking students who aren't even, they're not even on the scene. They're watching from a balcony from campus, and they fire tear gas up the stairs. They send a couple of riot cops up the stairs to corral these people who aren't doing anything. But, you know, the willfully ignorant out there will just tell me there were no military on the streets, there were no LRAD weapons, the police did a good thing. It's insanity. We're going to be playing that video later in the show. But right now, without further ado, let's go to the KULR local newscast where they admit this Hilton character, which isn't even his real name, has an outstanding warrant in Wyoming. Let's go to it.
Has launched an investigation into a California company's plan to take over the Hardin Jail. The probe came one day after the criminal past of American police force leader Michael Hilton is revealed. Yesterday, concerned Montana citizens showed up at the Hardin Jail, joining officials in the quest for answers. Color 8's Nick Law went to Hardin and has the details.
Hello? Anybody home?
Tony Myers drove from Columbus, Montana, in search of answers in the ongoing story between the Hardin Jail and American police force.
I just want to know who they are, why they're coming here, who they're bringing in.
You know, my job is not to give you the answers that you want. My job is to give you the information that I have been employed to release or not release.
Caught in the crossfire is APF spokesperson Becky Shea, who spent all day answering questions from media members and the public after an AP story linked the security firm's leader, Michael Hilton, to multiple bankruptcies and convictions for more than a dozen felonies.
There were no surprises. Michael disclosed this information to me before I agreed to come to work for him.
Shea and TRA Vice President Al Peterson both say they knew about the convictions long before the report came out, but are still confident in APF.
I firmly believe APF is legitimate and a solid corporation.
Peterson declined an on-camera interview, but released this statement saying, quote, I believe that the TRA has a better chance of getting the detention facility open with APF than with any Montana officials. What do we have to lose if it doesn't work out? End quote. APF also continues to stand firm on its stance to not release the parent company.
That information won't be disclosed.
But Myers and others like her pledge to continue their research.
They're putting in a criminal to watch criminals?
And try to get to the bottom of the mystery behind the Hardin Jail. Reporting in Hardin, Nick Law, Color 8 News.
Calls to Michael Hilton were not returned. APF spokesperson Becky Shea says Hilton is currently in California on business and is expected back in Hardin in the next couple of weeks. Well, court records from Orange County, California indicate Michael Hilton has a lengthy criminal past, including a 6-year prison sentence for a dozen counts of grand theft and other charges. Court documents show more than a decade of courtroom appearances for Hilton starting in 1982 through 1999 on charges including bad checks, fraud, breach of contract, and grand theft. After his release from prison, court documents indicate he was entangled in at least 3 civil lawsuits alleging fraud or misrepresentation. And we learned just yesterday there's a warrant out for Hilton's arrest in Wyoming. A Sheridan County, Wyoming circuit court judge issued a warrant September 1st. A court clerk says he was ticketed for driving with a suspended driver's license on Interstate 90 in Sheridan County on August 15th. The arrest warrant was issued after he failed to appear in court.
It just disgusts me that the man refuses an interview. We're not talking about Michael Hilton. We're talking about one of the TSRA guys. He refuses an interview. He says, what do we have to lose? Well, I'll tell you what we have to lose. We have our humanity to lose. We have our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our freedoms to lose. When you bring in foreign criminals to run a privatized military facility where they will be training other foreigners and cooperating with local and tribal officials. It's the end of America. That's what you have to lose. You have this country to lose, sir. How dare you? But it's all about the almighty dollar, and everybody's saying how nice Becky Shea is, and I'm sure she's a really nice person, but she just outright tells you, I'm not here to answer your questions, I'm here to tell you what my bosses said was okay to tell you, and we won't disclose who really owns us. You know, this story came out the 12th of September, a little over 3 weeks ago, and here's another name to kind of throw out there and see what our great listeners can find out. In Santa Ana, American Police Force occupies a single suite on the second floor of a two-story office building. During a visit to the location Thursday, a reporter for the Associated Press encountered a uniformed man behind a desk who would only identify himself as Captain Michael. Of course, this is Michael Hilton, a.k.a. whatever, Dayagovich. That's one of his favorite aliases, Mr. Dayagovich. The man declined to discuss basic details about the company and referred the reporter to the company's website. In a subsequent phone interview, he provided his surname, but insisted it's not to be used because of security concerns. The man said he was a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Montenegro with decades of experience in military and law enforcement operations. The man said his boss is a retired U.S. Army colonel named Richard Culver. Let's repeat that for people. His boss is supposedly a United States Army colonel. Someone else selling us down the river. Someone else who's going along to get along. Someone else who's just taking orders. Yeah, the Nazis just took orders too while they were putting caps in the back of the heads of dissidents, communists, and Jews. Richard Culver, who is currently overseas, Culver's role with the company could not be immediately verified. The company's claim of a headquarters address is just up the street from the White House. So you do the math. You figure out how high up the chain this goes. This is obviously a globalist program, but the Federales know all about it and are probably sponsoring it. So Colonel Richard Culver is another person we need to look into immediately. We need to find a background on. And I can only thank you listeners out there for getting this story to your friends, your family, the local news outlets, the major talk shows out there, because now they've at least launched a probe, and hopefully we can stop this before it goes too far, before this becomes the norm in our already morally defunct society. What is everybody talking about today? Oh, David Letterman admitted he had affairs with coworkers. Who cares? Oh, another millionaire talk show host had an affair? Big shocker. I mean, come on, folks. Who cares? What's the other big story? John left John and Kate plus eight. What a crappy, horrible show. Who wants to sit there and watch a couple bicker over their children? I feel bad for the kids. But that's what people are talking about. That's what the word on the street is, the talk around the water cooler. It's not that privatized foreign military forces are in Montana right now practicing takeovers, saying, yeah, we'll train your privatized military force. We'll train your local police force. We're here to help. And remember, it was thrown around that this was going to be Guantanamo West. And we confirm that with Jones inside the facility, seeing the paperwork. And, of course, Becky Shea says, oh, that was here when we got here. But then she won't disclose the company that was in charge beforehand. So we don't know if that company is one and the same as the company that really owns APF. And what a deceptive, disgusting name. American Police Force. It gives the air of authority. It gives the air that it's part of this country. It is neither. And then they have the cojones to sit there and put the Serbian flag above it. The double-headed eagle with a crown over top. Kind of letting you know, laughing in your face, saying, yeah, it's American Police Force, all right. Oh, my goodness. So USA Today has also done a follow-up story. Let's read some of this. We posted an item yesterday about the secretive California security company called American Police Force that was set to take over operations of a never-used jail in Hardin, Montana. APF raised eyebrows in the town after Mercedes SUVs belonging to the company arrived bearing decals that read City of Hardin Police Department. The company and the city's economic development arm that has neglected to deal with APF refused to give details about its plans, including where it expects to get prisoners to put in the jail. Today comes word from the Billings Gazette, which has been following the story closely. The Montana Attorney General, Steve Bullock, has launched an investigation into APF to find out what's going on. That came after the newspaper and the Associated Press published stories yesterday saying that Michael Hilton, the apparent founder of APF, and he's not the founder, he is a front man. He's not the founder, who claims to be a military veteran, has a lengthy criminal record, and has served time in prison in California. The Attorney General has sent a 9-page demand letter to Becky Shea, a former Gazette reporter who is now a spokesperson for APF. Remember, she sat there and she said, yeah, you know, I was driving a really horrible car, but they threw some money at me. Now I'm riding around in a black SUV with a gas card. Everything's okay. It's the new America. We'll sell our soul for the almighty dollar, which isn't almighty, by the way. It's losing more and more of its ground daily. And by the way, we're going to get to some financial news. Yesterday, IMF says global economic recovery has begun. But then today, they said it could be stifled if we don't go for the merger between the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, the total banker takeover. It's a sick joke, folks. We got Alex Jones coming up. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. More to come after the break, including that video of riot police attacking Pittsburgh students. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex on the ground in Hardin, Montana. And you know, what do you expect when you don't take interest in your government? What do you expect when 9 out of 10 people can't tell you what the three branches of government even are? Well, these guys are going to continue to encroach on our freedoms. They're going to continue their takeover. They're going to continue to blow out the economy. They're going to continue to bring in privatized military Blackwater type forces. And they're going to continue to hire criminals to run the operations. Because guess what? Criminals don't give a damn about you and your family. They're sociopaths. They care about themselves. They care about their house, their money, their power. They don't care about the greater good. And you sit here and you look at this USA Today article I was just reading, Montana Attorney General probes secretive American police force. And this guy, Michael Hilton, is in what appears to be a police uniform. You know, that's why it's so important that you support the alternative media, that you support InfoWars.com. And I want to remind everybody that Fall of the Republic is coming soon, and you can pre-order it today. It launches October 21st. It may even ship out a little bit earlier. You know, it's been done now for almost a week. It's out to press. And, of course, it'll be available for all the great PrisonPlanet.tv viewers first. But when you have a hardened criminal in Hardin, Montana, no pun intended, with an admitted, now an admitted 9.8% unemployment rate in this country, and it's higher, folks, I promise you, it is much, much higher than 9.8%. Publicly, we are almost at 10% unemployment. Do you understand what that means? As they blow out the dollar, as they admit a world currency, special drawing rights unit, and they've been talking about this for quite some time, launched it at the G20 in April, continued it in the G20 in Pittsburgh. You know what you're going to see more of? You're going to see more of police on the streets in Darth Vader costumes attacking innocent people. And we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, but I want to play some of this out of Pittsburgh. This occurred Thursday night where they just attack students who aren't even on the streets. Let's go to that video. You know, for some context, and we're going to be showing this live at PrisonPlanet.tv later, the people shooting this video are on a balcony on campus when they start to launch tear gas and rubber bullets on protesters a couple hundred feet away. And what you're hearing there is that attack. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop. But that's not enough. Those pop, 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 that's not enough. They're going to go up the stairs and corral the students that aren't even on the streets and tear gas them as well. Let's pull the video. We're going to go to it much later. We're going to play it for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers at the top of the third hour. We're going to have Peter Dale Scott in studio. We're going to go to Bob Chapman and, of course, Alex Jones coming up in the next segment to really break down what's going on in the streets of Hardin, Montana. This story has blown up. Because of you great listeners, because of the power within you. And don't tell me you don't have any power. Don't tell me you can't change things. Don't sit there like a baby, like a, you're a grown man, you're a grown woman. Whether you're in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, or beyond, it's time to stop acting like a child. It's time to stop sucking our thumbs and asking for our babas and getting in a fetal position and acting like we're powerless cowards. You know, we played that local news story in the last segment where this woman goes right up to the new militarized foreign police facility, if you can even call it that, because they're not real police. And at least she's standing up for herself. At least she's standing up for her community. She drove in from what I believe was Columbus, Montana. And anybody who's in driving range of that state, whether it be 1, 2, or 3 hour drive, you're in 180 miles of that thing, get out there. Let them know you're displeased. Let them know it's not okay to say that we have a secret owner. And by the way, that secret owner works with Colonel Richard Culver of the U.S. Army, and he's hired a foreign criminal, somebody who's spent time in a state penitentiary, somebody who is currently under an open warrant in Wyoming. I can't make this stuff up. Why would I want to make this stuff up? This is a nightmare scenario. But again, people want to talk about John and Kate plus 8. They want to talk about David Letterman and his penis. Who cares? It's Johnny Nonsense. We've got real issues to deal with. We're going to come back after this with Alex Jones. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Go check out the latest over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are back. Alex Jones coming up in this segment. He's going to be calling in from Hardin, Montana, boots on the ground. But first, I want to thank some of our great sponsors that make this show possible. eFoods Direct. That's eFoods Direct. We don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. The best storable foods out there are at eFoodsDirect.com, or you can call 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633, or I'm sorry, 5633. And of course, our great sponsor, New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and check them out. This is a powerful new nanotechnology which has natural antibiotics and prevents against infections, germ, and disease. Go check it out, New Silver Solution. That's SilverSolutions.com. Or you can go, it's SupernaturalSilver.com, and you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and click on the big banner. It's SupernaturalSilver.com. All right, let's get back into this news. As we militarize our police force, as we blur the line between the military and police as we eviscerate Posse Comitatus, which really hangs by a thread. And by the way, I walked up to over a dozen military personnel, ranging from a newbie who was 18 years old to a general who was 50 years old, and not one of them could tell me what Posse Comitatus was. And they were talking to me. You know, at first, you know, they'd answer my questions shortly. Sometimes they would engage me. As soon as they engaged me, I would go back over with the camera and I would say, hey, what do you have to say to critics that would say that this is a violation of Posse Comitatus? Well, I don't know what that is. And then the one gentleman who said he did know what that was, I looked at him, I pointed the camera in his direction, I said, well, please tell us. And he just kind of gave me a blank stare. I'm like, well, why did you say you knew it if you didn't know it? You would have been the first soldier to actually tell me what Posse Comitatus is. And once that's gone, once you have military roaming on the streets, once you say it's okay for foreign troops to occupy America, what do we have left? And that's what we have in Hardin, Montana. You have a multiple felon. Again, this is all over the news now. Somebody with an open warrant, wearing a badge, and this one's out of the Morning Call. You know, when we go to prisonplanet.tv, at the top of the third hour, you'll see these pictures, and he's wearing what appears to be a badge. He's sitting in front of a City of Hardin Waterworks sign in a, you know, a government building. He's got a badge on there that says American Police Force. He's not the police. He's not even Michael Hilton. He's an outstanding felon who served prison time, who has had civil judgments weighed against him to the tune of more than $1 million. Folks, I may never see $1 million in my entire lifetime. And this guy is losing lawsuits of over $1 million? What does that tell you? Is this the person that you want to entrust with a privatized prison system that's going to have a training facility for foreign mercenaries? It's nightmarish. It's outlandish. It's the new America with a K. And, you know, as we slide down this, as we say it's okay for riot police and military to engage the populace at the G20 in Pittsburgh, this is out of the Washington Times yesterday. DHS helps local police buy military sonic devices. Yes, the LRADs are going to be going nationwide with the help of Homeland Security grants. Remember, Homeland Security was set up after 9/11, not for Al-Qaeda, not for the Taliban, not for the terrorists, but for you and me. Believe it. That's why Michael Chertoff, who headed up the organization after Tom Ridge, when he was part of the Attorney General's office, he was the head of the criminal division, he was contacted by Robert Wright, who was a former FBI agent who had followed the money with Bin Laden. This is all in my film, Fabled Enemies. You can get it over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And he said he had information on how this operation was funded, how the money moved, who was involved. Now, he contacted Judicial Watch. Larry Kleeman of Judicial Watch personally called Michael Chertoff, the then head of the criminal division in the Attorney General's office. What did Michael Chertoff have to say to him? This is what he said to him. We don't have time for conspiracy theories. Sit down and shut up. Because this isn't about Al-Qaeda. This isn't about the Taliban. This isn't about the Middle East and the terrorists. We set up Homeland Security, which he later heads, for the American people. And that's why you're seeing the DHS supply LRAD weapons to police departments nationwide. Let me read it. With the help of Homeland Security grants, police departments nationwide looking to subdue unruly crowds and political protesters, they want to take away your free speech, they want to put you in what's called a free speech zone, are purchasing a high-tech device originally used by the military to repel battlefield insurgents and Somali pirates with piercing noise capabilities that damage your hearing. Police acknowledge that they deployed the SOCOD at long-range acoustic device at LRADs as a safeguard at recent political conventions, protest-plagued international summit meetings, and this summer's volatile town hall meetings on healthcare. Let me repeat that for you. They're using LRADs on people at town hall meetings that don't want the claws to kill granny. Yes, they are death panels. When Newsweek does a cover story with an unplugged
life support device, and it says the case for killing Granny and why it's the right thing to do, you're not allowed to say no. You're going to get hit with an LRAD weapon. And believe me, you will disperse when you hear this thing go off. Officers were captured last week on video using the devices against protesters at the Group of 20 Summit in Pittsburgh, causing many to cover their ears or disperse to escape the shrieking sound. San Diego-based American Technology Corporation insists the device is manufactured and sales are not intended to be used as sonic weapons, but rather to influence the behavior and gain compliance from people. But the company stated in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing in September 2008 that the device is capable of sufficient acoustic output to cause damage to human hearing or human health, expressing concern that this is a misuse and could lead to lawsuits. I sure hope it leads to lawsuits. I sure hope people stand up and say, yeah, I don't want to get hit with an acoustical device. And this is going to be deployed all around the country. Remember, it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's not for the Taliban. It's not for the insurgency. It's for you and me. When we don't like what the government is doing, when we don't care for what the establishment is pushing on us. At town hall meetings about health care, this is how we're going to use the LRAD weapons? And I'm sure they're going to be training all these foreign mercs up in Hardin, Montana on how to use these LRAD weapons. How to round people up. How to gain compliance. Oh, they'll gain compliance when they shoot a rubber bullet in your eye. They'll gain compliance when they launch tear gas at you and your family. It's sick. It's disturbing. It's beyond disgusting. And this is our country. This is what our forefathers fought and died for. When are we going to say no? When are we going to say it's gone too far? When are we going to demand the abolishment of this unruly bureaucracy we call the Department of Homeland Security? I saw plenty of DHS officers on the scene over in Pittsburgh. You know what I didn't see? Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda did not make an appearance at the G20. What do you know? Yet they're still using these acoustical devices en masse. You know, they always beta test this stuff. When was the first time you saw it launched? Well, the first time it was on television was back in 2004 when the Republican National Convention came to New York City and they said, yeah, we'll put it on the top of police trucks. Yeah, we'll put it on the back of vans. Yeah, we'll hit unruly crowds that don't want to go into their free speech areas with it. No big deal. And we clamor for it. We love it. I see people on the comment board defending the actions of the riot police. What's happened to us? Why have we become so docile, so dumbed down? Do we really care that much about our Monday night football? Are we that enthralled with Grey's Anatomy and House that we can't take the time to say no to DHS and acoustic weapons around the country? That we can't take the time to say no to foreign mercenaries on the streets of Hardin, Montana, to privatize prison systems openly run by felons and the U.S. military? With that being said, let's go to Alex Jones right now on the ground in Hardin, Montana. Alex?
Jason, we are here in Hardin, Montana in front of the detention center again. It was a circus here yesterday with at least 30 locals showing up while we were here in just 1 hour. Then we came back later. Other locals were showing up driving through to see what was happening. Of course, since then, the Attorney General of the state of Montana has launched a major investigation into American Police Force and also the Two Rivers Authority here. And I sent Paul Watson some emails last night of local news out of Billings and also out of Hardin. I didn't see those up on PrisonPlanet.com this morning, of him dressed up at city council meetings in his American Police Force uniform. And also, we've gotten more photographs of the decals they had on the cars that said American Police Force, Hardin Police, with a double-headed eagle in the center of the crest. So that is indeed going on, and was on the front page of the Hardin weekly newspaper that was published yesterday and is on newsstands here. So, bottom line, this is a classic example of how any mercenary firm, no matter how disreputable their head is, can just come into a town, come into a $27 million detention facility. 9 months ago, they were trying to, and we confirmed this with them inside, trying to turn this into Guantanamo Bay West. We saw the maps, the blueprints on the walls for enemy combatants and for holding, quote, alien prisoners. They're not talking about the kind from Mars. And so all of that is going on here. There's also a bizarre sign on the gate, and I'm going to email these to Watson and Kurt today to get them posted, that we noticed inside the gate when you're leaving. It says no hostages will be allowed through this gate. And, yes, it says no hostages will be allowed through this gate. Very, very bizarre. So the mystery just deepens here. Also, they were claiming and using the logos and names of Blackwater. Blackwater has said that they're not affiliated with this group, but Blackwater has a history of being deceptive. And that's the problem with all these groups. We don't know what the truth is. I was in a bizarre press conference yesterday as the spokeswoman for American Police Force inside the prison. Was there with several newspapers, several local TV stations from Billings, and they were saying, I will not tell you who owns American Police Force. And they were literally yelling at her, demanding to know. She started crying, saying that she can't tell people. Now, we were hoping that this guy was just a con artist once we discovered this, and that that was where it ended. But he has purchased all these new cars. He has already given money to the local community. He was promising to build a homeless shelter. This huge military command base has had all this personnel through the town and was able to put down the $2-plus million per year lease, $2 million-plus. It's in the paper. I think it's $2.3 million going from memory. So he was able to come up with all this money. And then he has all these convictions in different states and convicted of running every scam and all these big civil judgments against him and all these strange aliases that he has. The question is, how could it just be a complete scam by this gentleman, whatever his real name is, Captain Hilton, Captain Michael Hilton, as he's known by the locals, how could then he come in and lease this and pay the money to the Two Rivers Authority? That's why they still think he's legitimate and say, well, even if he's a, you know, has this bad background, he's at least paid the money, and we need to do something with this detention facility. On top of that, you have the locals paying for the infrastructure for this facility. You have foreign shadowy investors who they won't mention 2 years ago that paid to have the $27 million facility built. To be technical, it's not on the reservation. So of our guests we've had on were incorrect about that. I've got the local city maps. It's on the border of the Crow Nation reservation. We've also discovered from local newspaper reporters that there was a discussion a year and a half ago by the governor. I'm getting some breakup. Jason, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but the breakup is I can hear that as well.
Well, I'm going to call you back.
All right, Alex, before you go, I would also like to point out that our listeners did fish out this piece of information. This is out of a Associated Press article on September 12th, where he would only mention that his name was Captain Michael, but in an interview with this gentleman, he said that his boss is a retired U.S. Army colonel named Richard Culver, who is currently overseas. Culver's role with the company could not be immediately verified. So we need our listeners to do double time. We need you out there finding out who this Culver character is. What are his ties? Who are his financial backers? Where is this money coming from? Why is he overseas? Why has he taken an interest in foreign mercenaries? In foreign mercenaries taking over Hardin, Montana, in a privatized military facility that was built in 2007. Once again, you know, this Michael Hilton character is saying that his boss is a retired U.S. Army colonel named Richard Culver, who is currently overseas. So we really have to look into Culver's background, who he's been doing dealings with, and who supplies him with his money. Jones?
And I think it's also important to note that we can't believe anything that this Hilton character says. So that may be completely made up. He may just be stalling for time there. At this point, we don't know what the truth is. We just know that three black Mercedes SUVs came in here about a week and a half ago with the name. I've got some locals coming up saying hi. Hi, folks. We're going to be on in just a second. I'm live on the radio. Thanks. The point is, got distracted by some folks coming up. Sorry. The issue here is, where did he get the money for the lease? And then they say, they won't say how much, they say he's paid a large portion of the $2+ million that is the yearly lease on the $27 million facility. And the three black Mercedes SUVs then showed up. They did have Hardin police on the side. He has shown up at, and I pulled up the old news articles on this from the last month. He has showed up at different city council meetings where the city of Hardin is voting to begin the process in the last month to get rid of the Bighorn Sheriff's Department as their police force. And so they admit they are looking and were looking at giving it over to this Hilton character's company. So you have this convicted felon that's going to run a secretive detention facility, paramilitary training facility, and going to run the local police department. It is true they were trying to do that.
Back with Alex Jones after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, the latest at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex live right now on the ground in Hardin, Montana. Alex.
Yes, I've gotten out of the car out here, and I noticed that some locals from Billings are here, and they noticed the sign that I noticed. Sandy is here from Billings. Sandy, tell folks on the radio what this sign hanging on the prison says.
It says, notice, no hostages will exit through this gate, and it also has it listed in Spanish.
So this is just a crazy, crazy facility. What do you think of this whole situation?
It's just very odd and very creepy and spooky. Apparently the Montana Attorney General is now investigating the American Police Force group because of all the controversy swirling around this.
Absolutely. Well, I'm really glad, Jason, that we came out here to investigate this. I know that the feds are federalizing everything. If some shyster can come in here, whoever he really is, and take over a $27 million facility and start driving around in patrol cars with the Serbian crest saying "Hardened Police," imagine what the big international bankers can do with the tens of trillions of dollars they've stolen from us. I think that's the number one moral of this story. Now, I'm going to go to the city council meeting tonight, a special meeting. I'm about to go over to the Bighorn Sheriff's Department and try to talk to them, and I told they get very aggressive if you try to talk to them. They've hung up on us when we've called. We're also going to go over to the mayor's office. We're going to go over to the Two Rivers Authority office and really try to get some answers here today what's going on. But a bizarre FEMA camp where they admitted they wanted to hold enemy combatants, maps on the wall saying it's for enemy combatants and aliens, alien prisoners, it gets stranger and stranger and stranger. And then also you have locals, you know, with rumors spinning out of control and emails flying around. But what do you expect to happen when you have such a secretive organization doing all of this? But I think it's safe to say that Mr. Hilton is going to be kicked off of this project. You know, I can't really judge the Two Rivers Authority. They probably just got conned in this whole thing. Most of the locals, you know, want to see this detention center used for something, but that's the other big issue. A lot of the locals are concerned, saying it's built right on the edge of the reservation, and that they're just going to start arresting people for petty offenses to get money out of them in this giant facility. I mean, this is a jail. This is a detention center that a major city of several hundred thousand could easily use. This is not something out here in the middle of nowhere. I mean, when you leave the town of Hardin, 3,500 people, you may drive for 10, 15 minutes before you even see a house or a light. It is pitch black out here at night. So in the middle of nowhere, there is this gigantic, shadowy facility with some weird con artist with a foreign accent running around with German paramilitary in tow, Jason. It just gets stranger and stranger and stranger.
Absolutely. And I think that some of the big points that we need to make is that they put somebody who was a convicted felon who has, now they're reporting, over 17 aliases in charge of this. It's also taking place in Montana, where they just had this NLE 09 exercise where they worked with foreign military, foreign businesses, and black ops. You know, I want to know what their involvement in that drill was and whether this was...
So many times when we look at other mercenary organizations, they have other criminals running them, and they usually use a criminal as their front person so they can just discredit them later. That is probably what's going on here, or he may just be a complete con artist. But where did he get all the money to pay the down payments if he is nothing but a con artist? This is very, very serious and quite a mystery.
Absolutely, and let's not forget that Becky Shea and another official said that they were well aware of his criminal background before it hit the news media this week. So they knew what they were getting into by getting this guy on board, Alex.
Well, she has said that, but she said that he told her this last Friday. Who knows what's true? I mean, this woman was breaking down and crying. I mean, I really kind of feel sorry for some of the locals in the community, but this is an example of how the feds or private corporations or anybody can just come into rural areas in America and push people around and take advantage of them.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.